Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Bops and Bangers. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is part two of our Raw LA event interviews. We had so much fun hanging out with these artists. We got to know them. These are two artists that we've never heard of before.
Yeah, so this was amazing.
So much fun because we really got to dig deep and like get to know them a little bit more. First up, we have the Icon Twins from Canada who flew down.
We love this. So they are part of the Raw community.
Correct. They are part of the Raw community and they were so amped to be there.
Gosh,
it was the sweetest thing. And they are such darling babies. They make what they call conscious pop. And I think this is a very interesting interview because we dive a little bit into what that means and everything. Yeah. So first off, here's a fun little clip from their performance at Raw LA.
Wasting your time, but standing still. All I have for you.
And now here is the full interview with the Icon Twins at Raw LA. Check it out. Let's go.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kelsey with Girl Music, and I'm here with the iconic Icon Twins. Yes! We are so excited to see you at Raw Artist LA. And you both are from Canada, right?
Yeah,
so how the hell did you get here? Tell me the whole journey.
Yeah, we actually got connected with Raw Artists.
Yes.
They showed to us a couple years ago, actually. Did our first showcase with them. Actually, we were in Hong Kong then.
You flew from Hong Kong?
We're from Canada, Calgary.
So a little bit backstory.
We used to be bankers in Calgary.
Yeah. Bankers?
Yeah.
Ashley used to be an accountant, so I feel like the switch from accounting to finance to music is normal.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story. Yeah, so we took a leap and then we just gave that up and then we moved to Hong Kong for a couple of years to pursue music. And then
that's crazy.
So we were in Hong Kong and then Raw Artists reached out to us.
Yeah.
And so we're like, hey, you want to do a show in Calgary, your hometown? We're like, yes, we never did a show there. We want to debut it there.
Yeah.
And then we flew back to Calgary and then we did a show there and that's how we got connected with the Raw Artists. And then a couple years later.
You're like, and 5 years later.
Yeah, so we're still doing shows. So we just actually recently did a show in Calgary with Raw Artists as well.
Nice.
And then we got a release for our upcoming debut.
That's so, like a show?
We did a show with Raw Artists Canada.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we got reached out by Naughty.
Yeah.
Raw Artists Los Angeles. And then so now we flew in from Calgary last night, yesterday. And then so we're fresh off the plane.
Oh my God, you're like, where am I? We're doing this.
So now we're in Raw Los Angeles.
Hell yeah, that's such a cool story though. Can you tell me a little bit about your music, what you guys hope to create, what you get inspired by on a daily basis?
Our music is conscious pop. So
I love
we write
that.
Conscious lyrics that we want to inspire our listeners to confidently transform and embrace their cultures and our authentic selves.
Oh.
And we're Chinese Canadians.
Yeah.
So our upcoming mini album release will be centered around music similar to what's authentic to us, which would be neo Chinese conscious pop.
Cool.
So we actually just released their single.
Woo woo! Get it, girls.
Last week.
Yeah, yeah.
So that we're happy to and we're excited to perform it here.
Yay! Oh my God! Yay! Is it a beat? Should we be dancing to it? Should we be like pumping our fists? Like what kind of vibes?
So like neo Chinese conscious pop.
Yeah.
We basically combine traditional Chinese instruments with contemporary pop. So it's like a mixture, fusion, like a world fusion.
Oh, I love that though.
Our identity is Chinese Canadians. So
yeah.
So we want to bring out our authentic self and also to bring out our culture and to connect through music and through
I love
music.
That. Yeah. I love that so much though. That's such a beautiful story, especially with sisters and twins. Like, I feel like that's just something the industry needs, is more of that fusion sounding. We have a lot of Latin bangers nowadays, but now it's time for some new Chinese pop. I'm here for it. I'm like, let's go. So what's your favorite thing about performing these days? Is it the fact that you get to do it together, or just the fact that you get to sing every day?
Well, yeah, doing it together is definitely a blessing.
Yeah.
And it's always, you know, as an independent artist, like, you know, there's always ups and downs in a journey. And, and it's great that we can, like, you know, celebrate the highs together, and then the lows, we always have each other's back. We always have to support with each other. Kind of like Girl Meets, like, where you guys have each other, like, sisterhood.
Oh, honestly, it's so nice having someone else, because celebrate your lows that way, too. You're like, well, let's go get a drink.
That's what, like, Icon Twin stands for. Like, it's I.CON.
Right.
So it stands for I Am Confident. We really want to spread the message and remind ourselves that, like, as long as you have confidence in yourself, that you can accomplish anything. Because, you know, we go through, like, ups and downs in the journey. And when, like, during those low times when you feel insecure, I mean, everyone feels insecure, have insecurity.
Yes.
But then we want to remind ourselves that, you know, I am confident.
Yes. Like, you're beautiful. You're badass. Yeah. You're ready to take on the world. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Girl power.
So much girl power. I love that. So what's coming up for you in 2024? What can we expect? More shows, more an album, an EP? What do we expect?
Yeah, so actually we've been working really hard on our album.
And yeah.
So we just released one single from the album. But yes, our album, debut mini album, will be released next year.
Oh my gosh. Do we have a specific date, or are we keeping hush-hush on that?
I
love it. I love it. Oh, I was about to say, we got to shout out the socials. I'm telling you. So, mini album. Yeah. Are you thinking how many songs, how much music have you guys written?
Yeah, so we're going to release 5 tracks from the album.
Damn!
Yeah, our debut one, so we're excited.
So none you've released except for the one that you just released, right?
Actually, 2020, we released our debut single.
Oh my gosh.
That was actually the first time we sang it with our artist stage as well.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
And also 2020, brutal year to release music, to start your... Yeah. There's so many bands I talk to that are like, yeah, we started literally releasing music right when COVID hit.
Right,
I was like, bad timing, guys. Who knew?
We wrote so much songs, because during that, you know, the low time, sometimes we get inspired. Yeah, you have to have inspiration. Sometimes we... Because our music is part of us.
Yeah.
So we like to tell our story, and also it's a form of outlet for us, where we write about our emotions, what we're feeling.
Yeah.
And then because we're introverted, and then we're from a... You know, we're growing from an Asian household.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really talk about our feelings too much in the Asian household growing up.
Yep.
So that's why, like, music has been a great outlet for us.
So you're just like, break it all open. Therapy on stage. I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, shout out your socials. Where can we find you? What are we following you for? Tell us everything.
So first of all, I'm Carmina.
Yes, I'm Calvina.
And we're Icon Twins. And our social, like, we're all over. So, like, on Instagram, like, you can find us on Icon Twins Official. And then YouTube, Icon Twins. Facebook, TikTok.
Spotify.
Apple Music.
That was a twin power moment. That was a twin power moment. That's wonderful. Thank you guys so much. We're so excited to see your set. I'm going to be jamming. Ash is going to be dancing. And Rach is just going to be doing the power. So thank you guys so much. It was so nice meeting you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hugs, hugs, hugs. Hugs, hugs, hugs. Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll take that.
And we're back.
Woohoo!
These interviews are so great.
I know. And you know what? I just love meeting new baby artists who we haven't ever spoken to, because it's fun to get their perspective on the music industry, especially 100%. As, you know, newcomers in it. So
totally. And especially, I know that. So our next interview is with an incredible spoken word artist. Actually, he's just a man of many talents. Truly. You'll see that in the interview. He's doing so many things.
He's so cool.
Yeah. I'm like, well,
I know. I was so intimidated. I felt like he was just the coolest person in the room. I was like, us? You want to talk to us?
It was so, he's so sweet. And his name is King.
Yes.
Here is a clip of some of the spoken word that he said at the event.
Memories of innocent dreams and unfailing hope. Trying to grasp the little faith of... air I have left to exist without exiting through, though I found out that with time comes patience, though we're patiently waiting, trapped in a box like...
And then here is our fourth interview with the incredible artist King.
All right, we are here at Raw LA with the Artist King. So how about you tell us a little bit about yourself? You do spoken word poetry.
Yes.
And
yes.
Anything else about yourself? Do you live in LA?
Yes, so I actually live in LA now, but I'm from Chicago.
Oh.
Yes, I've been out here for about 5 years now. Not only am I a spoken word artist, but I am a photographer, a videographer. I dance, I paint, I draw. I'm eclectic.
Wow,
like
multi-talented. Yeah. Just a very creative person. So spoken word, that's just kind of something that's been at the forefront?
Honestly, my very first passion was acting.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so I moved out here for acting. Spoken word was something that was passed down through like my family. My mom, she writes.
Oh, wow.
My great aunt, she writes, published author.
So are they all here in Chicago?
Everybody's still in Chicago.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so are you the only one that's out here?
Yes. I took that pipe dream and I was like, you know, let's go.
I'm going for it.
Yes.
How long have you been out here?
5 years.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I moved
yeah.
out here 2018.
So, things are going good?
Oh, yes.
LA's an interesting place.
It is.
But for creatives, there's like always somewhere to go.
It is. Honestly, when I first moved out here, I thought that LA was going to kind of put me in my own little catalyst, my own little shell.
Yeah.
But as soon as I got out here, I don't know. It's like my Chicago go-getting like spirit just took over.
Yes.
And I've been hitting the ground ever since.
That's awesome. So Najee is the one that is pretty much running this whole In Living Colors event. You guys are friends.
Yes.
Did that happen in LA?
Honestly, it's so crazy because we met in Dallas.
What?
We met in Dallas. We exchanged numbers. And as soon as we got back to Los Angeles, it was like we were inseparable. Like, we became best friends.
He's so sweet, honestly.
Oh, yes.
We met him and we were like, are we best friends?
Yes. Yes, that's how it
he
is.
He really has that energy.
Yes.
And it's like a family affair here at this event.
Yes.
It's so awesome and nice.
Yes. And that's why I love the title of the whole showcase, In Loving Colors.
Yeah.
Because literally, that's how we became friends. We just showed each other love, bigged each other up, supported each other the whole way.
I love that. That's awesome. I have to ask, who's like one of your biggest inspirations for spoken word and poetry?
Spoken word, I will have to say that two of my favorite spoken word artists is Shihan and Saul Williams.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I grew up, it's crazy because I was so young, but when Deaf Poetry Jam used to still come on TV, I saw a poem by Shihan and I just fell in love with love poems. Like the way he was able to express and break down the dialect. Oh. And then Saul is more of a rawness to it. So I would say that my style is more raw, emotional. But I can still, you know, spread the love as well.
Yeah. I love it. You kind of get a mix. That's kind of nice. You can go deep, but then also
pull back in.
I love that. So what's coming up for you in 2024?
Okay, so in 2024, I'm also a personal trainer, so.
Damn, you are working it. I love it.
Next year, I'm really focusing on putting together like a health fest.
Okay.
Outside of just the health fest, I also am working on a short film that should be released, I want to say, at the beginning of summer, like I want to say June. We don't have a actual release date, but it's June. It's mid-June.
What's the vibe of the short film?
So the vibe of the short film is kind of like a documentary biopic style.
Okay.
So it's like my life. To give insight, the poem that I'm performing today has a lot to do with a short film.
Oh man, I'm so excited to hear this. How can people find out about this film? Where should we follow you at?
Okay, so my Instagram handle is @isthatking, ISTHATKING. You will find everything that you need to find out about me on that.
There we go, you guys. Well, I'm so excited to see you perform today.
I'm excited.
Thank you for being here
with
us.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.